Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Richard Carrillo, I'm game director of Starlink Battle for Atlas.
Okay, so if you're not aware, earlier today we were at the press conference. I lost my collective mind. 8-year-old Peter went ballistic in the crowd when I found out about Star Fox. Honestly, I'm going to be brutally honest, had no idea. I faintly remembered the announcement of Starlink last year at E3, and I was like, okay. And like, okay, you had my curiosity. Like, what was it, a Django Unchained? You had my curiosity last year. Now you have my attention because, wow, we just spent, I want to say, the better part of an hour playing this game. I didn't want to let it go. I wanted to play with toys. Start from the beginning. What is Starlink?
Oh, Starlink Battle for Atlas is an open-world action-adventure experience set in a giant star system named Atlas. The whole experience is built around this idea of you collecting these starships, your pilots, weapons, and building them, collecting them and building them onto this mount connected to the controller. Install around this modular starship, and you're using that to take back Atlas, this star system, this living world with Legion are constantly trying to take it over.
So I was lost. Like, I walked up, I was like, okay, what is this contraption on my controller? And then, you know, our co-pilot, as they were called, started, like, he was like, all right, you got to assemble your ship. You got to choose your characters. Talk to me. There's five characters?
Well, there's five characters we're showcasing today for our demos. Each one has its own unique and powerful pilot ability. Each one has its own unique style for their skill tree that you'll level up throughout the entire game. For example, we have Chase. She's a racing pilot who's all about speed and precision. So if you're that ace pilot fantasy, if you love precision in games, you want to pick that pilot because her entire skill tree is built around it. If you want a really defensive, tanky pilot who can take a lot of hits and dish out even more against bosses, things like that, you want Judge. Judge and his slow time ability makes him a great unit, a great character against boss fights. Yeah.
Okay,
so each pilot has its own unique style of gameplay.
All right. I played with Shade for the majority of the day until I found out about Judge, and then I was like, oh, I could stop time. Okay, I'm horrible at this game. This is the one I want. So, you know, I had a great time with that. So let's go into the big news. Star Fox. Yeah. How and where did that come from?
So it actually all started last year, last E3. We had a lot of Nintendo execs coming around our booth, really curious, loving the demo, and that led to really a meeting with Miyamoto in Japan where they just said, hey, pitch us something. They really wanted to work with us. We're excited about the IP. We're excited about the project. And, of course, we were extremely excited. So we were giddy and really wanted to try and build the best pitch possible. We pitched this idea of Star Fox as a guest in our world that really would complement our game. It felt like that character and our world really made a lot of sense for us.
Okay, so we didn't have an opportunity to play, but what we saw at the press conference, it sounded a lot like the original voice of Star Fox. Are we talking? Is this the same voice actor?
Oh yeah, and all the other characters that you'll see and you saw some of those characters maybe in the cinematics as he was pulling away, and the other ships that were pulling away with him, all original voices. Yeah.
Wow. So let's go back to the ships because, I mean, again, 8-year-old Peter was there. I was playing with toys. Like putting different characters on, you know, or putting different mods on the different ships. Like it didn't matter that, you know, I had, you know, Shade's ship, but I was able to take like weapons from Chase or weapons from Judge and put them on there. Where did the modularity of that, where did that concept come from?
That concept really came from the idea that Ubisoft's telling our team early on, build something different. We want something unique. Go. And so it took 6 months to a year of a lot of different brainstorms, crazy ideas coming out of these unique brainstorms. And we really latched onto this one. Actually, a couple of different ideas. And this one was one of them that we latched onto. Built sort of some Lego pieces onto a Wiimote with chips all connected and building this sort of Frankenstein starship and building a cool little demo where it's in space. And it's like, oh, man, this is really engaging, really cool. You can take pieces off, put them on. Eve loved it, our CEO, Eve Guillemot. And that's really where it really caught on for us.
Yeah, the thing that actually caught me, like, blew my mind was the fact that you could do this in real time. You could be in the middle of a battle, pull off, like, we were, since the planet we were on, it, you know, most of the enemies were, like, frost-based.
Yeah.
So I had already put, frost missiles on one side of the ship. yanked them off, put on a fire cannon, and boom, all of a sudden I'm starting to do damage, and that was so fun. I love the modularity of that. Can you do that with characters as well in case, like, you're the, you know, maybe, for example, I switched from Shade to Judge. Is that something that was an original design concept for you guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We always had this idea of freedom, modularity, the ability for the player to take things off in real time, put them back on. Actually, in this demo, by default, it pauses the game when you pull things off. You can actually turn that off. And you can make it so it's fully real time. You just take a part off, put it back on, and it's just going, going, going. That makes it a lot more exciting and really fun for kind of co-op gameplay. We do have split-screen co-op in our game, but even in these demos, it's a lot of fun with friends just saying, oh, let me build something for you. Let me go. Okay, try that, try that. And you're like, no, you took my, no. And a lot of kind of couch co-op kind of fun, even when it's just one player playing.
Okay, so I want to stick with that because first we played with next-gen consoles, and then we swapped over to the Switch. Obviously, with the Switch, you can't put the control. Well, you can because we were playing with the game pad, mm-hmm. right? The Joy-Cons and the grip. But when you're playing with a regular, just a Switch off the dock, obviously you can't do that. How does the player control the modularity function of it when they're out on the go and they don't have like the ship with all the mods on there?
Yeah, so again, one of our biggest goals was this player freedom, from seamless travel through space all the way to kind of modularity, all the way to being able to take that play on the go. So we built in sort of this digital version of the game as well. So once you attach a ship to the mount, it unlocks the digital version. And so when you want to play on the go, you feel free to take those Joy-Cons out, put them on your Switch, walk around, and now you can play the digital version and swap those parts digitally.
All right. Well, I'm excited. Is there a launch date for the game?
Yeah, it's October 16th on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch.
I cannot wait. And before we go, what is your favorite character in ship?
My favorite character, it changes. It honestly changes a lot. My favorite character right now is Shade. Because of the vanishing ability, and her entire skill tree is built around you being able to get that back so you can vanish in and out of combat a lot. And her ship, Nadir, I don't know if you got to play with it.
I did.
This outlaw ship, it's one of our fastest ships in a straight line. Not so good at the handling, but man, you can go around the planet super fast. And it's an outlaw ship, so they have this visceral sort of motorcycle type engine sound. And it just feels good playing with that ship. So I love that ship.
Cool. Well, thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule. Let me let you get back to work and then have a great rest of your E3.
Thank you. Thank you.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.